His word will be like a scepter, a power that conquers the world. Glory to God. And with his breath, he will slay the lawless, because he made the right judgment. And see, when you know him, when Satan tried to trick you into these things, I want you to get this in your spirit that I may know him. Then rumors won't pull you in the wrong direction because somebody said, you know, somebody bring you something someone said, and you get off, you go off the handle. I dare her. No, you need to act in righteousness on that. Because it may not be the truth. Hallelujah. I said it may not be the truth. It may be something I heard that they said, and then they said, and they said. And by the time it gets to you, it's not what anything the first person said. Hallelujah. But he said, righteousness will be his warrior, sash, and faithfulness his belt. Righteousness will be his warrior. Hallelujah. Are you with me so far? His warrior sash. Jesus wore a sash. When John saw him in Revelation, he had a sash around his midsection. We call it, when we put on our tuxedo, we call it cummerbund. I don't know what to call it now. Y'all remember that? Huh? But he wore a sash around his midsection, and it represents his warrior sash. That's what righteousness represents. He's girded with righteousness. Hallelujah. Woo, when you understand that I've been girded with righteousness. Hallelujah. And when the liar shows up, hallelujah, righteousness put him in his place. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, as we go today, wear your robe of righteousness. Understand the power of his resurrection. As you've been brought out of darkness into the marvelous light, you've been made right in God's eye. Allow the Holy Spirit and the Word of God teach you who you are, that you may walk in this each and every day. Don't let it be just a thing that I've been to church, preached a little bit, and I went home. But let it be an experience, an encounter that you had with God, that it may impact you. That when you walk out of those doors, you say to yourself, self, I'm not the same anymore. I don't see things like I used to see them. I got a different light. I got another view. I got some more insight. I realize how valuable. I realize what God has done for me. I realize what he has done in me. And when I go through this week, it won't be like the last week. Hallelujah. I laid down my whining and crying. I picked up my shouting and rejoicing. My praise and testimony. My confession of the word. My stand on the word of God that I am who he says I am. And when somebody tried to lure me to some other standard, I said, you're too late, because I know who I am in Christ. I am a new creature. I am that person that's been purchased by God. I am the son of the living God who have been raised up in Christ. I take my stand on the word of God. Refuse to be moved. Trevor, you're too late. Yeah. So if you want to take me on, come on. Because I'm going to tell you how you're turning out before you start. I already know my end from the beginning. I win. Hallelujah. I said, I win. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Glory be to God. I walk in this. I walk in divine health. I walk in peace and joy. I walk in financial prosperity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My faith is strong, and I live strong and healthy. Getting better at it every day. I'm growing in this. Hallelujah. Are you here today? Anyone, somebody, everybody. You need something from God. Did you get anything from him through the word? Do you need something in your body? Do you need something in dealing with your mind? What about your health, your finances? Hallelujah. Relationship with one another, with God Almighty. You got some stuff on your mind and it's troubling you. Casting the whole of your care on him, for he cares for you. Do what? Casting the whole of your care on him, for he cares for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.